The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just allowing yourself to settle into a posture that is comfortable and relaxed. And that supports a sense of alertness and wakefulness. And just connecting with how it is to be sitting here in this moment. Just recognizing the sensations in the body. Just letting them come and go. Taking a few fuller breaths. And allowing the body to relax and soften with each out-breath. And any tension in the body, just letting it be and allowing it to settle and relax in its own time. And just giving whatever's here just room to be known. As you're attending to the physical experience of sitting here, and broaden the attention to include the space of mental activity. Just noticing any thoughts, memories, images, states of mind like emotions or moods. Just allowing them to be known as simply another experience that is arising and being known and passing away, each moment something new arising. whatever is predominant in each moment. Whatever is arising at any of the six sense bases. Just allowing that to be known, recognizing that it is just arising on its own, being known, passing away, each moment arising anew. And what was known in the last moment, it's just a memory arising now. Body sensations, whether hardness or softness, or warmth or coolness, or tingling or movement. Moisture or dryness. Noticing the changing nature of these sensations. Momentary sensations. Noticing sounds arising. The sound of my voice or ambient sounds. Where you're sitting. If your eyes are open, noticing the seeing of visible objects of forms, colors, light and dark. And if your eyes are closed, you can notice the little static of light that comes through the eyelids. There's always some seeing happening. Recognizing that experiences are just coming and going. All on their own. No need to try to find somewhere to land. No need to hold on to anything that's known. It can be very helpful to include the space of how the mind is relating to experience. So you might just, from time to time, drop in the question, what's my relationship to this? Or how am I with this? Or perhaps less personalizing language for this activity of the mind. Just ask, how is the mind with this? Or just simply, what's the attitude? What's the relationship? And then don't look for anything, but just see if that might spark a natural noticing. May notice habitual relationships or attitudes of wanting to hold on to pleasant experiences. Or trying to create a pleasant experience. That's okay. That's just the habit of the mind. No need to try to stop that from happening, but we just want to notice. Just notice what the mind is doing. Conversely, with unpleasant experiences, we all have the habitual tendency to want to try to get rid of them. This relationship or attitude of aversion. And again, just including this as a natural process, a natural arising. It's just this flow of body sensations, sights, sounds, smells, tastes. An activity of the mind. Rising, being known, passing away. Arising, being known, and passing away. Taking the stance of a curious but uninvolved naturalist, curious about the nature of this process of human experience. Remembering to incline towards relaxation. Of course, trying hard to relax is counterproductive. And just being very easy with what's here, including any habitual tensions. Gazing upon this flowing, changing flux of experience with kind eyes. Recognizing this process of nature is just unfolding all on its own. Thoughts and ideas coming and going. Reactions of mind coming and going. Objects at all the physical senses, just coming, being known, passing away. Perhaps there can be a delight, an ease in this unentangled knowing. in this last minute of the sitting, take a moment to reflect on any moments of even relative ease, feeling a sense of okayness with what's happening, or sense of simple awareness, perhaps. Any skillful, supportive qualities or relationships to experience that you noticed during this sitting. Just noticing what kinds of mind states or intentions or relationships to experience gave rise to those moments of ease. Just taking a moment to appreciate these moments of skillful and beneficial cultivation and inclining our minds towards that which supports deeper well-being. Appreciating even these relatively small moments of simplicity or ease or kindness or release. And appreciating our intention to practice and develop and cultivate that which is supportive of true well-being. Thank you all very much for your practice.